Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yom Daf Chaf Gimel, Yom 23. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin on two lines from the bottom on Chaf Beis and Mabeis. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, why did Shaul's kingdom not last? And he explains, because Shaul's family had no blemish in its lineage. And so therefore, counterintuitively, because it had no blemish in its family, the kings who would descend from Saul would be arrogant. And so therefore, it would be terrible, because we don't want the kings to be arrogant. But when it came to David, he had a blemish, because David came from Ruth the Moabite. Moabites were the enemies of the Jewish people. So this was a blemish in David's family. Yeah, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shum, Bishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Ein Ma'amidim Parnas al Tzibor. We don't appoint a person to be in charge of the community. Elam Kein Kupa Shal Shratzim Tluyo Ameyachor. Unless he has a box of rodents hanging over him from behind, meaning to say that he has defects in his family, or he has blemishes in his family. Shem tazuach dato alav, because if the ruler or the leader will become arrogant, omer mlo, they say to him, chazur l'acharecha, just look where you come from. And so therefore, we want to appoint a leader who has blemishes in his family. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'anana Shaul. So he says, why was Shaul punished when that as a result of this, he lost his kingdom? So it says, Rav, Mipnei Shemacho Akvoto, because at the beginning of his kingdom, he waived his honor. He didn't enforce the honor that was due to him. And so therefore, he revealed by doing this that he wasn't worthy to be the king, because the king needs to have the respect of the people and the fear of the people, as it states, Shenemar, as it states in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 27, after Shmuel appointed Shaul to be the king, it said, Ubnei Buyao Amru Mayo Shienuza, the wicked people say, how's this guy gonna help us? They despised him. They didn't give him an offering. Vayhi kamacharish. He stayed silent. And it says afterwards, Vayal Nachash Amoni Vayichan al Yavesh Gilad. Nachash Amoni went up and came to fight with the Jewish people who were in Yavesh Gilad. And Shaul came to save them, and he saved the Nachash Amoni. And then afterwards, the people said to Shmuel that we should kill those people who disrespected Shaul. And Shaul said to them, no. Lo yumas ish bayomazan, nobody's going to die today. So we see that Shaul waived his honor, waived his rights, and he wasn't careful to make sure that the honor of the kingdom was respected. In this context, the Gemara says a very, very sharp line, a very difficult line to understand. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Kol Talmud Chacham on the top of our Daf Yomi, say any Torah scholar, she'eno nokeim, ve noter kenachash, who doesn't take revenge and bear grudges like a snake, eino talmud chacham. Such a person is not going to be considered a Torah scholar. The person, and the way the Shiurei Das explains this, is that if the person decides not to follow what the Torah says about bearing a grudge against this person who's a wicked person, it shows that all the good that he's doing is coming from his own values and not from the values of the Torah. He's picking and choosing what he wants to do, and so therefore, he's obviously not being guided by the principles of Torah, but he's being guided by his own principles. And therefore, we're saying that any Torah scholar that does not take vengeance and bear a grudge is not going to be considered a Torah scholar. So the Gemara challenges this. Is this correct? V'aksiv, v'osikom, v'ositor. You're not allowed to take revenge or bear a grudge. So it says that specifically in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. And so therefore, since it's prohibited, how is a Torah scholar able to do this? Gemara says, Hobam mamon hudasev. Yeah, when it says that, that's only with respect to money, but not with respect to afflictions that a person feels, which with respect to arrogance and haughtiness. The Tanya, as the Gemara describes, is prohibitions of nekama and nekima and netira. What are these prohibitions? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, ezuhu nekima ve'ezuhu netira. What are these prohibitions against bearing a grudge, which the Torah prohibits to us in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Nekima, bearing a grudge, is amrlo if the person says, Hashileni magalcha. If he says, lend me your sickle, and amrlo, he says, love. He says, no, I don't. So Reuven says to Shimon, lend me your sickle, and he says, no, I don't want to lend it to you. Machar. So the next day, Shimon says to him, amrlo, who? Shimon says, Hashileni kardumcha. Well, can you lend me your axe? So Amar. So Reuben says, "Eini mashilcha kederach shalish shaltani." He says, "I'm not going to lend it to you. Just like you didn't lend me your sickle, I'm not going to lend you my axe." Zui nikima. That's taking a vengeance, and that's not going to be acceptable. Ve'ezu hi netira. What is going to be considered netira? So Amar way. So Reuben says to Shimon, if he says hasheleni kardumech, he says, "Lend me your axe." And Amroi, well, he says, "No, I'm not going to lend to you." And Machar, the next day, Amroi Hashileni Chalukai says, the next day he says, "Lend me your shirt." So now Reuven says to Shimon, "Amroi, Halech." So now Reuven says to Shimon, "Eni Kamosla." He says, "I'm not going to be like you, Shiloh Shaltani, because you didn't lend it to me." So he lends him the axe. He lends him the shirt. Zuhi Natira, that's bearing a grudge. I mean, say, even though he lent him, Reuven had initially not lent to Shimon the sickle, and the Gemara switches the terms because the Braisa wants to bring in different utensils. A lot of discussion why exactly it switches the terms, but even about something so small, like a sickle and an axe, something insignificant, he said, "I'm not going to be like you. You didn't lend it to me, I'm lending it to you." That's a biblical prohibition. So you think, I'm doing a great thing, I'm lending him my sickle because I'm not like you, but just by saying that, perhaps even just by thinking that, you're in violation of this biblical prohibition.